Jacqueline and the Drive Home on Pulse FM.
We are currently in the second wave of the global pandemic and in quite an on and off lockdown situation, which is affecting so many people in so many different ways. Today we have Taylor, who is a good friend of mine, but also a dance artist and educator here in Surrey, White Rock, and Richmond. And it's an industry that has been affected greatly during this pandemic. Now, we wanted to cover a few topics, so we'll start with dance in particular here. How exactly has the industry been affected?
Oh my goodness. So it's been quite the whirlwind. I mean, everything since the first wave of studios, businesses being shut down, and we were told, of course, like the rest of the world, it was going to be 2 weeks and ended up going on months. Mm-hmm. And it was nice because a lot of people were able to be resilient and keep their businesses open and reopen in September. But with the second wave, dance specifically has, it feels like it's been singled out. So what happened was at the beginning of November, the weekend of the 6th and 7th, Dr. Bonnie Henry released that we needed to close again. And this was going to be for 2 weeks. And then what ended up happening is, during those 2 weeks, they slowly started to open studios. So we were a little bit confused of what was happening because studios in the North Shore started opening and through Fraser Valley and through Vancouver coastal areas. So they actually ended up opening us early, which we thought was a huge blessing in disguise, you know, super thankful for that. But then after 4 or 5 days of running, depending on the studio, they decided to close us again. So it's been a lot of up and down for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
During when they reopened us, when they shut us back down again recently on Monday the 23rd, what happened was the government actually updated its website, and there was no formal announcement or press conference as in the previous situation.
Oh.
Yeah. So we found out, I mean, if it probably wouldn't have been for social media of all of these directors and studio owners and business owners conversing together, we probably wouldn't have even known that we were supposed to be closed. So we received emails, closure emails, during business hours on Tuesday, which that lack of communication and just expecting for businesses to be able to close at the drop of a hat, especially when children's activities are involved. I just found that it was extremely stressful, not just for business owners and teachers, but it really took a toll on the kids. So, there's other activities, indoor group activities that have been shut down, aside from dance studios, things like martial arts, yoga, strength and conditioning classes, cheerleading, and gymnastics. These are all generally activities that don't fall under the umbrella of sports. So we're still seeing sports running like hockey and soccer and all these things, which is great. I'm all for it. I love that kids are able to be safe and active and not have to give up their activities and their sports. But I find that dance isn't represented the same way as sports are. Here's an example. I feel like we're actively demonstrating to the young girls and people in our communities that, for example, football is important and essential, but the cheerleaders are not. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So it feels like dance isn't being taken as seriously as maybe some other sports or activities, which I'm sure has an effect on the kids. And I mean, based off of the social media I've seen from your dance studio, I've seen so much effort put into your studios to make sure that kids have a safe environment, like putting the tape squares on the ground so everyone is 6 feet apart and knows where to stand. Before the shutdown, what other safety measures were dance studios taking?
I mean, I know that a lot of studios, like you said, they've gone above and beyond. We have measured out squares, mm-hmm. mask protocols. Some studios have even spent like literally tens of thousands of dollars on air purifying systems because we are indoors. So I'm kind of conflicted because it's as if we're being treated like we're high performance athletes, but then not getting the same representation as the high performance athletes that are in sport.
Right. And yeah. I feel like many people don't think so much during this time how extracurricular activities like dance for kids are so important, not only for their physical health, but their mental health. Have you noticed a change in your kids, or have they kept in contact with you during this pandemic? Because it must have been, like you said, a huge shock. All of a sudden, you just had to close down where these kids are looking forward to their dance class each week.
Absolutely, yeah. So that's actually why I'm so happy to talk to you today, because I want to shine some light on the mental health of our kids and our youth during this pandemic. I mean, the pandemic itself is a lot for children to wrap their heads around. These change in their regular routines. As a parent myself, I know that kids thrive with a little bit of some structured scheduling. Mm-hmm. And all of this kind of last minute up and down, close, open, it is definitely, I have seen a huge effect on my students. Even though we still get to dance through Zoom, it is affecting them not to be able to come into the space, or watching their brothers and sisters go to hockey practice with their team and then not be able to come to their team environment. It does make me emotional to talk about, because I am very worried about some of these kids' mental health. Mm-hmm. I really am.
And do you feel like now, with dance and other indoor activities being canceled, has there been an effort from the government to supply you or the kids with any support for mental health during this time?
Any resources that I know of that have been provided to our students or kids that have had activities canceled are predominantly coming from the businesses and the teachers that they're working with. Mm. So when I have students who are having a hard time, I personally will send them resources, because I don't have any from the government that mm-hmm. can be sent out on our behalf to help with these shifts for these children.
Well, I think that's so great that you take so much time to make sure that the kids that you work with are doing okay during this time. From a business standpoint, how do you feel the dance industry is being taken care of during this time?
I feel as though there hasn't been much support specifically for our industry of dance studios. I know that there's a rent subsidy available and different loans for small businesses, but in order to be eligible for that rent subsidy, you have to take such a loss of income that at that point there would be no return of your business regardless. So whether or not you can have help from the government to pay your rent, which would be helpful, but you will no longer have a business or a rent to pay anyways, because your decrease would have to be so substantial. So there hasn't been a lot of resources or help, which I'm slightly not surprised about, mm-hmm. just because of the lack of communication in the first place that's happening from government to our specific business. And I think that a lot of what people need to know is that we are learning as this develops, just the way that you guys are. Mm-hmm. And that's not great for business either, right? So, for example, when hockey has updates, the government will go to the association and then the hockey league can go to their members. Right. So we're finding out as everyone else finds out.
Right. Where with dance, you said earlier, you find out day of that you have to close the studio and you're currently teaching a class. Like, that's just a complete whirlwind for you and the kids. And that makes it hard as a business when you're getting told every few days, okay, you can open again. Okay, now you have to close again. That just makes things so much more complicated for you.
One thing that I do want to shine some light on, because I feel it would be completely irresponsible not to, is that a lot of these indoor activity groups, it just so happens that dance studios, yoga, Pilates, cheerleading, gymnastics, all of these activities are predominantly done by women in business. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing a very disproportionate number of small businesses that are being affected with little to no support that are run by women. Now, during COVID-19, during this pandemic, women and young girls have been affected disproportionately in regards to gender-based violence at home, from not being able to leave their home. Mm-hmm. And now we're seeing an even bigger, greater effect on women who are now in business. Even, for example, even in the government announcements of these new closures, it's a photo of a cartoon female dancer. It doesn't represent any kind of sport activity that would include boys or men. In all of this, it's always women that seem to be taking kind of the brunt in it. Mm-hmm. You know, and, you know, if you actually, I was doing a little bit more reading today, and if you can, you can check out the website. It's called unmaskgenderinequity.ca, mm-hmm. and you can read more there about how women are disproportionately being affected during this pandemic.
Right.
We are taking a huge hit in the sense of we don't feel supported.
Right.
And that is gravely affecting our professional life and our paycheck, mm-hmm. how we feed our children, and also the career that we've worked so hard to build. I mean, all these years of being feminist and trying to meet this equality standard, it's exhausting. And then we get there and then we feel disproportionately shut down. It's right. extremely discouraging.
I can imagine. You put so much work and effort into something and then it doesn't get any recognition in the time that it needs it.
Exactly, yeah.
So during this time, I mean, I know it's hard to be positive. It's such a hard time for so many people. Do you have any positive messages, feedback? What can you say to students and families with activity closures to kind of bring some positivity to their day?
Well, the beautiful thing is for anyone who's listening, you guys, I know that I'm sure that you've heard it from your teachers and anybody who supports you in your indoor group activities. But because you have been showing up on these Zoom classes, we've had a studio to come back to in September. So your work ethic and your undenying passion for your art and your craft and your athleticism does not go unseen at all. You're not in this alone, even though it does feel like we have been singled out. And I want you to know that I personally and your community of dance supports you. And we're going to have to work really hard to get this back on the ground again. But I know that because we are all so passionate about it that we can get through this again together. And I'm so proud of everybody. I'm so proud of everybody for not giving up and showing up on the toughest days and dancing in their bedrooms like they're 4 years old again. I'm so proud of everybody. I'm so thankful. And I just want you to know that if you feel that you need support or you feel like you're going through some dark times, that you should be reaching out. We have crisis lines, but also you can always reach out to your local studio and your teachers and your directors, as well as your family.
Well, we need more people with your positivity right now, because seriously, just to even get your voice out there and get people to hear and just have that positivity at the end is just amazing.
Oh, you're so sweet. I do have to obviously give a huge shout out to our essential workers, our frontline workers, and just our entire health system. I'm so proud to be under Canadian healthcare and have a government that is genuinely concerned about our safety and well-being. So I need to put that out there that I'm very thankful for Dr. Bonnie Henry and everybody who's involved in this.
You're, like you said, we're all learning how to get through this together, and we just need to continue to do it together.
Absolutely.
Afternoons with Jacqueline on Pulse FM.